ओम शांति। वी ब्राह्मीन बाबा चिल्ड्रन आर वेरी वेरी लकी दैट वी गॉट ऑलमाइटी ऑथोरिटी एज अवर ओन फादर. And he has become our teacher. And he is the one who is taking us back our original home. Now we have to see how we are experiencing our fortune. Because only confluence age is the real time for experience with God. Worldly people say God and we say Baba. When we say Baba, how much happiness this word giving us. And with the knowledge, because in this Baba word people also using, you know. But we using with understanding that this word we are using for Almighty authority. Today, we have subject, very interesting subject, benefits. Of detached observer. Very good subject. If we make a big, big list of benefits, it remains only in our notebook, the benefits. But that benefit only we get if we are detached observer. So, we have to make that stage to remain detached observer. And then, whatever benefit through that stage we can experience in our practical life. So, today we all will try to go deep in the subject. There are three stages when we giving course or when we got course, we learn that there are three worlds, corporeal world, subtle and incorporeal. Three stages, corporeal world, subtle world, incorporeal world. And we have deep connection with this all three world. When we are in this corporeal world and we the soul are experiencing, especially Baba's children, because many soul in the world, they take only one birth, two birth, three birth, four birth, five birth, six birth, seven, eight, nine, ten. Whatever, but we Baba's children, because we are sitting here, it means what? We have luck of 84 birth. It's long journey. So we start our journey from golden age. And we know the cycle. We all know about 84 birth. All detail we learning and we teaching other. Now, we all have to check within the self that I, the soul, have passed through so many variety experiences, variety weather, variety situation, variety relative, variety role, from golden age up to now. And when we passing through variety role, from golden age up to now, we got so many physical costume, our own, at least 84. And in each birth, so many relative. And different time, different place, we got birth. So different land, our account with different land. And because we passing through different families, the background, the impression, the relation, the attitude, the nature, everything we are collecting from golden age slowly. So our soul is full with so many things. Soul is very tiny, but subtle bondages, subtle relation, you know, so many things with the soul, so many things. Originally we are from soul world, up above, but because we played this role and we forgot our soul world, we forgot subtle region, we forgot everything. So in this corporeal world, extreme body consciousness, and we are in extreme body consciousness, how we can be detached observer? Because soul attached with so many things. My nature and my this and my this and my this. So many, everywhere, every sentence, my. To become detached observer, it takes long journey to reach. And it is very difficult if we try to do it by our own self. Very difficult. But now, that's why I'm saying we are very lucky. Baba has come to teaching us, to remind us to detach from everything. You know, sometimes Baba says that even your mother die, your father die, whoever die, just eat sweet. It's easy? Easy? Is it? I'm asking, is it? Huh? Mother die, father die, anything happen, someone praise me, someone correct me, someone speak something wrong about me, someone insult me, you know, all these things. And nothing happened to me, it's possible? How? How we can be detached observer, because we pass through so many things. So now Baba is teaching variety lesson for to become detached observer. When we say three world, corporeal world, every individual have different bondages, different nature. As a group, as a whole, we all doing effort for transformation. But every individual have different account. So, This is the first lesson for to become detached observer. We have to really, really prepare ourselves. And that's why Baba said that you are angel, subtle vision, up above. Stay in that subtle stage, remain light, become angel. So that's why now in Confluence Age, Baba have created that region for us. Now and then, you know, we can go up. You know, many times Baba has given us experience when Baba give that avyakt murli, when Baba speak. Baba say, okay, you know, stay in silence. Baba giving that experience. And as much more time we do it in between 1 minute or 2 minute or 3 minute, that practice give us help to remain detached observer also. And Shiva Baba is the greatest example for us all. Shiva Baba is detached observer. You know, Shiva Baba has so much love for us all. And that's why Baba has come now to help us. But Baba is detached observer. The whole world is Baba's world. Either souls in knowledge or soul not in knowledge, but they all are God's children, you know. And God have love for them all. So many wrong things happening in the world. So many. Still Baba is there. Detached observer. God is in God consciousness. God is in God consciousness. He just watching. He knows that many wrong things going on. Either worldly people or Baba's children also. We all, you know, Baba's saying so many good things. But sometimes we doing wrong and wrong and wrong. And Baba watching from up above. Baba don't get disturbed. Okay, if we compare ourselves with Baba, what is our stage now? We all individually, if we check, that many wrong things happening and we even doing very many wrong things. You know. Still Baba is watching, and when Baba speak Murli, 1,000 or 2,000 or 20,000 sitting in front of Baba. And Baba will speak with so much love. He knows that how much wrong we all doing. But Baba will appreciate so much my sweet children and my lovely children and, you know, so many good title Baba will speak for children. Because Baba is detached observer. Baba never attached with any individual or anything or any situation. That's why he is God. And now we have a golden chance to become Master God. His children. Only now. In golden age, no chance. When things happening wrong, it's going wrong. What is our stage? What is our duty? What is our responsibility? How we do it? Because Baba is free from body. And we have body. We have to work with it. Now, before we know benefit of remain detached observer, we have to know. We have to do practice. How I can be detached observer. We do everything. We have to do our duty. We have to do our responsibility. Everything, but still detach, observer. And we have to make that strong stage, either for our own problem, either others' problem. And that is only possible if we connect ourselves with Baba now and then. And that will give us so much strength, you know, so much strength. When we coming in knowledge, sometime, instead of we go in higher level, higher stage, we going more down. Before knowledge, sometime we good. But after knowledge, we open all our files, all account we clearing. So in between, we passing through variety stages. And then mind start to make a list of complaint. So many complaint, list of complaints start, you know, together in our mind. And as much complaint, we are going far from completion. We want to make ourselves complete. But because of complaint, situation not allowed to reach to completion. For that, a biggest and good lesson to remind ourselves, to remember, to repeat drama. Every soul have their own role to play. I'm not allowed to complain for anyone's role because I'm not director. If director had accepted each and every individual's role, who am I to complain about anyone's role? When we will learn the lesson of drama that way, then here it will be peace, you know. You will be detached observer, you know. You watching. Where you have to play your part, you play your part. And nothing will happen to you. Still your face will be relaxed and smiling. But we need practice. Practice made man perfect. If we don't give time for practice, you see, we are very busy, we have so many type of services, so many students, so many these things, so many that thing, then what will happen? That we have no time for our own self. We have come in Baba's Yajna to learn. So first we have to learn, and second, with experience we can teach. With experience. We are not teacher. We are not ruler now. What we learn, we can share with other. And as much we share with other also get good experiences. Like the subject, that benefit of detached observer. Just for 1 minute, we all will be in silence. And 1 minute you all become Baba, okay? 1 minute, God, Master God. Whatever, God, Master God, 1 minute. we all remain in that conscious for 1 minute. And then you will experience within a 1 minute the benefit, okay? 1 minute silence. You can close your eye, go within and just check 1 minute. Baba is detached observer, and that's why he is God. Baba is detached observer, that's why he is able to stay up above. Baba is detached observer, that's why he is light. Baba is detached observer, that's why he can see everything still happen, nothing to him. Baba is detached observer, so he is able to give us so much. So, if we become detached observer, even still we are in this physical body, we can have much more benefit. Because Baba is not playing role like us with physical body. So Baba have no concern about benefit even. He is beneficial for everybody. So we need benefit. And that's why. As much attention, as much practice, that much more benefit we will get. If we detach observer, our good night is good. Means our sleep will be very good. Someone asked me how many hours we need to sleep. I said 4 hours. See, but how? How body get enough rest? You see, we sleeping more hour but restless sleep. Because we not detached observer. We cannot detach from our physical body even. Because so many thoughts going on and worry and tension and so many things disturbing in our sleep even. So not good sleep means not good night. When night not good, then day not good. So not good morning. We say for saying good morning, but it's not real good morning. Because whole night we pass through variety phases. But if you detach observer, good night Baba and gone to Baba. And within a few hours, you wake up and say, oh, good morning, because you are so fresh and so relaxed and so much energy you got, and whole day you can work with extreme energy. And because we got so much energy, whole day we can be so light and relaxed and happy. So through us, so many souls get happiness. So that is benefit, because we are detached observer. Because we are detached observer. Less sickness, less problem, less tension. Otherwise what happened? Other person gets sick and I'm worried. Concern is a different thing, worried is a different thing. Concern means we have to take care. You know, one day, morning class in Nairobi, and we got message, phone call, that someone were coming in class, and when they were coming out from the door, thieves there, and they killed the husband. means the neighbors taken to hospital. So when we reached there, still class was going on, and I was not giving class, someone else was reading Murali, so I was just listening. So I thought, let me go and check what's happening in hospital. When I reached there, so, you know, wife was full with blood, and I said, something happened to you? Say, no, because my husband was in my lap, and we, so they have taken him in for treatment, and so I said, okay, so just relax and remember Baba. Don't cry. She's thinking that he's getting treatment. I gone in, and doctor said, it's failed case, he died. Now how I tell to her that he's died? That was task for me. No change here. Why, when, what, nothing, you know. I came out. I said, let's go to the center because he's under treatment. Say, but let's finish the treatment, then we go. I said, no. He died. I said, stop. You are Baba shall stop. Sit in the car. And two children with her. I said, stop your crying and come in. Let's go to the center. We brought and we put them in reception, three chair, because class, everybody were coming down, you know. And so we told in the class that he died. You know, naturally everyone says, sorry, oh, so sorry. Because everyone not perfect, ne? Even teachers or students, because, you know, they want to give comfort each other. And I was busy in setting up and what to do, what next, how, this, that. Like I was organizing a function. You know how you organize function. You know? So no change on face, you know. I said, like, you need water? Don't cry. Just take water. Remember Baba. Go sit in Baba's room. Stop. Silence. And then, you know, then we taken home and, you know, people were coming. Whatever procedure we have to do, we done everything. After 2 days, one person came to me, a new student. He said, I want to ask you a question. I said, what? He asked me that when that situation was going on, nothing was on your face, just normal, natural, smiling face and organizing everything. So what you have prepared within the self, that no question mark and nothing and just very normal. Other crying and tear in their eye, this, that. And my reply was detached observer. And that lesson wife got very nicely. Very nicely. She told everybody, you know, that now his body will come to the center, then funeral, and 7 days course, and she herself gave lecture. So many relatives and so many people came in the center to know that when soul was going, the person was going to learn meditation, and why this happened? Why? You know. And she replied, because I taught her the way that, see, Baba taught you drama lesson, you teach them all. And she said that he have to die, so he gone. It was in drama. She gave herself, you know, lecture. She stopped her tear literally because she understood it. Now so many things in our life come variety way, and if we shake now and then, someone told me that my stage has gone, you know. Why that person doing me this like that? What is meditation we learn? What is Raj Yoga we done? You know, Dadi, you know, I need so much help. Now, we helping Dadi or we creating more problem to Dadi? What are we doing? What are we doing? You know, we write our chart with so many complaints to Baba, you know. We need so much help from Baba. Now, in the confluence age, we are here to help Baba. Are you with me? You know, in path of devotion, every time we ask God that, God help me, God help me, God help me. I never thought that God need my help. I never thought it. You know, one day someone asked me, why every time you are so happy and very light and entertaining person? And you know what is my reply? That all the time in path of devotion, I was asking, God help me, God help me, Baba help me, God. I was not aware, Baba help, God help me, God help me, God. And suddenly when I got this knowledge, I realized that God need my help. I was so happy that I'm so valuable person in this world. God need my help. And it gave me so much happiness. Oh, Baba need my help. I'm so lucky. Let me help God. You know, every night when I go to sleep, that, thank you, Baba. The whole day was good. I was able to help you, Baba. Good night. And next day morning, again, Baba, I'm ready to help you. Baba, what help you need? You take from me. Baba, I'm ready. I'm offering you. I'm ready to help you. And this gave me so much happiness, you know. And if I want to help God, there should be, what? There should be no complaint, no confusion. I am the soul with this body, either it weak or sick or whatever. I want to help God. I don't need any comfort. I want to help Him. Whichever way I can help, I want to help Him. Wherever He need my help, I want to help Him. So we have to prepare ourselves. If we want to help God, we have to be detached observer, like Him. Concern and detached. It is not that detached means we turn our face and go, we don't help people, or we don't do Baba service. No, we help in every step, in every task. And to help Baba means Baba don't need any help. Baba Himself don't need any help. He don't eat, He don't sleep, He have no body, you know, He don't need clothes, nothing He need. But to help Baba means to help His children. To help Him to change this five elements, to change this whole world. And then what will happen? That when we will start to think that way, whatever my problem is His problem. Whatever my sickness is His problem. Whatever on my way, it is His problem. Because this is His world and I'm helping Him. Then the system of thinking will change. It will happen natural and smooth and wonderful way. If we want to do anything, all this time, golden age, silver age, copper age, iron age, we done it, what we wanted to do, we done it. With our idea, with our thinking, with our plan. Now, we are following His idea. We are following His plan. What He wants to do, we are helping Him. So we relax. Because we're doing nothing. He's doing everything. We are instrument. And if we start to think that way, see, you know, God wants to change the world through us. And how to change, what to do, He's teaching us, He's guiding us. He's telling what to do. From morning to night, what to do, He's telling us. Detached observer. You know, today really remember this word, detached observer, you know. Detached observer. Sometime to repeat the word, it gives good practice. Detached observer, detached observer. Now, 2006 finishing, and 2007 starting within a few days now. Take a thought within the self. Every year I take a thought, and whole year I pay little attention on it, and I experience it extreme upliftment. So many things, so many murli, so many classes, so many things we have. But sometimes when we want to remember so many things, nothing remains then, you know. Because mind scattered in so many points. But if one powerful thought for the whole year, then all other point is, you know, helping in that. Somebody was saying, oh, you're going Madhuban for refreshment. I said, I'm so refreshed already. So then why are you going? You know? I said, I'm not going to get refreshed because I'm already, it is not that wherever I am in depressed atmosphere. No. Wherever Baba has put me, that is refreshed atmosphere. You know. But I'm going to pay my duty to Madhuban. Because that is our head office, you know, university. So we have to go to principal to give report. He said, okay, so you're going for, I said, I'm going this year to tell thank you, Baba. Thanks for everything, Baba. Whatever you gave me, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then, 2007, again I have to take thought. I have already decided that I want to remain good student in 2007. Best student, good student, obedient student, enlightening student, entertaining student, happy student, student. So 2007, my thought is, student means what? Learning. Huh? Yeah? Learning. Yeah. And whose student? God's student. So let me prepare myself the way that from my every step, you know, I'm able to show that what I learned from God. Good idea? Huh? So you all decide one thought for 2007 within the self. That what I want to do for the next whole. And you know what will happen? Because we preparing the thought before New Year start, already Baba will put stamp on it. And Baba will put stamp on it natural, half of the thought is finished. Means because we are already preparing ourselves with the thought, Baba's blessing is there. Now Baba is helping the way we want to take help from Baba. within this many years. You know, the whole year we were celebrating year 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, everywhere, you know. That we have finishing 70 year of our institution. We don't know how many years still we have in our hand. Even Baba have not told how many years remaining for confluence age. It could be, we say, 10, 20, 30, whatever. But how much time for me, individual, every individual talk with the self, that how much time for my individual effort. If that way we will see, we will be very light, detached observer, and fast effort. You know, when we detach observer, we are saving so much time. So much time. Because everyone doing their own part, let me do my own part. And that will be helpful. If everyone will check their own thing, I remember before many years ago what I was and how much change with the help of Baba and with my effort happened in my own self. We have to check. We have to compare ourselves. Before many, many years ago, just in the beginning I gone in Africa, after, you know, we used to come after 2-3 years in those days, not every year, after 2-3 years. So when I came, I thought that, oh, I have done wonderful service, you know. So when I will go, there will be so much appreciation and Daddy will call me and, you know, see, it's big mountain I had prepared in my mind, you know. When I came, it was 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4 day, 5 day, 6 day. Still, Daddy is not calling me, you know. And I started to think, you know, the other way, that Daddy have know my value or this, or someone have given wrong information to Daddy, and Daddy is not calling me, you know. And I was sitting somewhere and tear in my eye. I was being, and someone saw me, somebody senior, any daddy. Say, what happened? I said, what happened? He said, you know, I have come, but daddy is not calling me, and my day is going, and I have to go back then, you know. So that message gone to daddy. So daddy called me. Daddy said, Vedanti, you have any problem? I said, I have come already 5 days and you're not calling me and not seeing me. He said, but you have any problem? I said, no, no problem, but just I... Daddy's, and I said, you know, Daddy, every time when I come queue and you call them one by one and you give them time and you don't call me. And Daddy said, come, I tell you one thing, one secret thing. I said, what? Daddy said, whoever coming to me, they coming with so many problems. And they tell that problem 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I have to listen. Then I give them totally. Okay, you tell your problem. I said, I have no problem. I have come to tell you that I have come from Africa. Daddy said, I saw you every day in the class. And every day, you know, when I give Toli, you also getting Toli that I saw you. But you have, if any problem, then sit for half an hour. I said, no. Daddy, I'm so happy in Africa. I have no problem. Just I thought that you calling everybody and not calling. Daddy said, no. When you and people coming to me, just forever think that they are coming to share their problem. And whenever you want to come, don't come from front door, come from the back door. It's 24-hour open. Even at night, 10 o'clock, morning, 4 o'clock, that you come from that door. Forever my door open. And from that time up to now, I never ever you know, make a list here of problem. Any time, so many problem in the field of service, but I don't make list of that to Dadi. Are you okay? Yes, Dadi. Any problem? No. Then you know Dadi say, Vedanti, you know Dadi do action. Vedanti, Dadi, Dadi, Vedanti, Vedanti, Dadi, Dadi, Vedanti, Dadi, Dadi done like this, you know. Heart to heart conversation. She done like this. So when we become detached observer, we will reduce problem of Dadis. We will able to solve our problem. The problem will heal. It take time. It will heal. You know. Another thing that when we stay with our confusion and problem, we cannot eat proper and we cannot digest proper. Then you know how many problem? All the sickness are connected with the digestion. And our digestion is connected with thinking. Worry never allow you to remain happy. So, detached observer is extreme beneficial, but to remain in that stage, it needs extreme effort and attention. If I start to tell you the stories of detached observer, so many stories I have, you know, so many stories. Practical experiences that in situation when we detach observer, slowly situation change the way you want. It takes time. But it changes. And if you jump in situation, you are in problem. I remember one day I was sitting in the car, and the one who was driving and the other person, they gone in to get something, and thieves came. Four thieves sat in the car. And when you are there, they don't care. They drive and they throw in jungle, you know. But detached observer, I saw that they are with the gun and four people sitting in the car, something wrong. I said, hold down. And slowly I came out and I was standing like this. And car has gone with them. They've taken the car. And after a few minutes, the couple came from the house outside and they saw car is gone and I'm there. So many experiences I have. You know this subject, detached observer, I'm not giving you class on it. You know, no. Practical experience. I'm achieving so many benefits through this subject. So many. Every moment of drama. Wonderful. Every person coming on your way to teach you something. And we have to learn from that. Either good situation or either bad situation coming, they are coming to teach us. You know. We have not made confluence age. We have not made drama. It is there, preordained. We are only actors to play and to enjoy. You know, I remember one story. It's a real story. outside the Pandav Bhavan, two were arguing and fighting with each other before some year ago. And you know, when two people fighting, other want to watch. So, you know, surrounding a big crowd, and they were fighting and arguing, and people were trying to separate them. Someone ran to tell Dadi, "Dadi, you know, these two bikkhu are, you know, two bikkhu are fighting and arguing and beating each other." Dadi said, "Okay." So that person thought that Dadi will come to stop the situation. After 5 minutes, he ran again. "Dadi, come to tell them something." Still Dadi hasn't come. Then third time he gone. Dadi said, "Don't worry." After some time they separated, and then the other person, that person gone to ask that, "What, Dadi, on the road, is road, so many outside people were watching, and still you have not come to stop them. You know, it not look good about our institution." Dadi said, "They were clearing their accounts." They both were clearing their account. When they're clearing their account, they will not listen anybody. And Dadi said, "Now one by one will come to me, different time, to tell, complain about each other." So this person asked, "Then Dadi, what you will reply?" Dadi said that one person, "I will not listen only one story." So Dadi said, "When one person will come, I will listen. I'll say, okay, I will listen other person. But you are good. Forget it and just do your efforts." And then Dadi said, "When other person will come, I will say, you are also good. Do your effort. Forget it." You understood? Because both are good, but it was in their part to clear with each other, because it could be before many years ago, they both had a very bad account, and they have to clear it with so fast, fighting and arguing and beating each other. They finish it. You understood? Detach, observer. Instead of jumping in situation, you know, if we learn to remain detached observer, then we are able to help them. People inside, and if the door lock, they're not able to open, so outside somebody open it. So if we detach observer far from that situation, then we are able to help. So that way we have to learn the lesson. In the beginning, in yajna, so many examination came, so many examination. When Brahma Baba was there, and in Mount Abu 14 years, they passed through variety examination. But Shiva Baba were teaching lesson, you know, to make ourselves strong. You know, I remember that whatever happened in the beginning, that same thing, it could be more than that, will happen in the end. Whatever all they passed through, you know, they all became very, very strong. And now whatever situation coming on our way, it giving us lesson to become more and more and more strong. Because this world is not our world. You know, I remember that, you know, last 2-3 years we have started project, you know, Serve Africa. And so many type of success we got. But so many type of test paper also came. Some souls got sick, and 2-3 places thieves came, and the things stolen, money stolen. So one day I asked Baba, you know, that Baba, you know, children, Baba, your children has gone for service, Baba. And they have to pass through this type of examination. And you know what Baba told me? Baba said, "My child, in which world you are?" in golden age or in iron age? This is Kali Yuga. You know. So what are you expecting from this iron age? You know, all are not deities. So everyone will do their act, whatever they have to do. It means situation will be there, variety type of situation will be there, but we have to go ahead and ahead and ahead. So Baba is preparing us to become strong, detached observer. I love today's subject so much, detached observer, very good. Like nurse is taking care of patient, if she attached with patients, she will not help them. If she detached observer, then she help patient, you know, whatever sickness or whatever problem. So this whole world is sick, you know, whole world, everybody. And we are nurses, you know. We have to help. And then patient will get healed so quick with our help. So, God conscious, you know. Master God, this time we have chance to become Master God, you know. Detached observer. What Baba is doing, that I have to do. In every situation, what Baba has done, I have to do. Baba had started to run yajna with extreme treasure. And in between the situation came that only little coin in Baba's box, little money. Still Baba feed them with the faith. You know, Brahma Baba passed through variety test paper. And we all have to pass through that. So as much more we will prepare ourselves from comfort zone, you know. We come out from it. Struggle, difficulties, problem, sickness, whatever come, let it come. And let me do the work. I remember, because nowadays, you know, because of this project, I have to travel each week, variety places. And extreme traveling, and variety beds and variety, sometimes to sleep on floor even, you know, just on mattress or just on sheet. I have to see wherever, you know, because sometimes it's difficult to get everything. So I remember in one country at night when I gone to sleep, it was so difficult for me because back pain. And when I was saying good night to Baba, I said, Baba, good night, but I don't know I will be able to get up. It could be I die because of unlimited pain. It could be that pain can leave this body, the soul can leave this body. So Baba, good night and good morning. Good night and good morning, Baba. I don't know I am able to say good morning. That's why, Baba, good night and good morning. And literally I gone to sleep in extreme pain because what sometime in some countries you have no medicine even. And you don't know anybody even. Sometimes you don't know language even. And my eyes open and it was 2 o'clock. I was trying. It was little alarm because no big clock in new place, you know, little. And I saw 2 o'clock. And why did my eye open? And I was not sleepy and I was trying to check about that pain slowly, you know. Slowly I was trying to turn myself, that if something wrong, way I get up, and if something happen. So I was trying to get up, and I started little to walk, that still pain, which way, where, and nothing was there. Nothing was there, my pain gone. Normally I get up 3:30 for meditation, and that day, Baba go wake me up 2 o'clock. He taken my pain. I had 1.5 hour extra meditation. And it was good boost for the next day for service. So, you know, really, you know, when, means I was so detached from my body, I said good night and good morning, and I can be die. And, okay, Baba, Baba. And I saw that, Baba, help! It could be at night, Baba has come and he healed it, he gave treatment, whatever he has done. But I experience it. Baba is there. Wherever we need his help. You know. What else I say you, you know, about detached observer? To do or die. You know. Don't say that, oh, now I will start to do practice to become detached observer slowly, slowly. No. Do or die, now or never. Just do it now. From now, I'm a detached observer. Now, not much time, you know. Not much time. One day I was in Dadi, before 4 years ago, I was in Dadi Janki's class. Dadi Janki was giving teacher's class. And I was sitting and I was listening Dadi Janki class. And someone called me outside. But I was sitting next to Dadi. Dadi said, sit here. So someone called me, so I gone outside. We were 50 in just one sitting room. I gone out, so someone said, you know, there is a message from Ahmedabad that your mother died. I said, okay. I gone and I sat again next to Dadi. I was listening class, you know. After 5 minutes, again someone called me. I gone out. Said, Dadi Prakashmani calling you. I said, okay. Again I said, I thought, let class finish, then I go. Third time someone said, Dadi calling you. I gone. I said, yes, Dadi. Have you heard your mother died? I said, yes. Yeah. So what are you doing now? I said, I'm listening Dadi Janki's class. Said, you? Go Ahmedabad. I said, yeah, Dadi. Okay. Again I gone and I was sitting there. Someone came and told Dadi Janki, Dadi Janki, listen, Vedanti's mother died and she's sitting here still. And Dadi Janki, Prakashmani said, go. Dadi Janki asked me, you have your father still? I said, yeah, he's there. So then Dadi Janki said, you are not in Africa, you are in Madhuban. So it's next to Madhuban, so you go. I said, okay. Okay. So I found this brother sitting here, this brother, Chitubhai. He said, I will drive for you. I said, okay. Then one or two joined with me. He said, shall we go? I said, no. I want to go to room to get one pair cloth because there is nothing there. I need cloth. He said, now we go. It's 7:30 evening. He said, shall we go? I said, no, I want to go to take dinner, take dining room. I want to eat. They were watching me. When I was eating, I told the brother that bring something sweet. He said, today in dinner there is no sweet. I said, but my mother died, so I want to eat sweet, then I want to go. Because Baba said sweet, eat sweetened. So he was wondering, he brought and I ate. Then when we reached near Ahmedabad, he said, you want to go to home? I said, no, we go to the center now, because it's 12 o'clock. He said, what now? Now? I said, no. We take rest. In the morning, I will give Murli class. Then I will take breakfast, then I'll go. And I gave class, and then I taken breakfast, and then I gone home. And when I reach home, so many relatives there, so many relatives sitting there. And my mother's body was there. So when I gone, so many relatives don't know me even, you know, far relatives don't know, because they don't get chance to see me. So when I reach, they thought that Brahma Kumari of the center has come. So you know, someone was standing there and crying very loudly. I said, why are you crying? We give peace to the soul. Why are you crying? She said, because she died. I said, what is your relation? She said, my husband's auntie. I said, your husband's auntie and you crying? You know who she is, my... Say, you Brahma Kumari. I said, but she's my mommy. And they all were one. I said, my mommy died and why are you crying? I'm not crying. Stop it. Stop it. Everyone, I said, stop it. And I told my brother, I want to give lecture. Say, no. You just sit because you are daughter of mommy. Sarla Didi will come and give lecture. I said, but she will come late, so meanwhile, let me give lecture. He said, no. I said, please, miss, please allow me to speak. And I started lecture. I started to give lecture. And then Sarla Didi came, then she gave lecture. You understood? Detach, observe. No tear. No sadness on face. So we have to prepare. People ask me, how you prepare yourself? I do experiment. When I came in knowledge, I do experiment. Okay, I got news, my father died, funeral, this, that. Anything happened to me? My mother died. We have to do this practice before time come. So when real situation come, nothing will happen to you. So we do meditation now. Detach, observe.